Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
WCRA, changing the world you listen to.
What is going on, everybody? You are live right here on the WCRN Radio Network, Wicked Curiosity. You got the opinion battlefield. We ain't got no intro music because that's how we do things. We don't give a shit. We do what we want, and we do it very, very proudly. Matt, what is going on, dude?
Not much. I'm doing good, man.
We are live. It is our very first show, the Opinion Battlefield. And I'm going to give my buddy Matt here a moment because he worded it rather nicely. And he's going to tell you what the show's about and give you a little something about himself. And I'll do the same, and then we're going to have some fun. So kick it off to you, buddy.
Yeah, Matt, we talk about politics, current events, offensive humor.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll. I'm Matthew. I am a recovering alcoholic and a horse thief.
And horse thief.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, I already said it, but I'm Brian, and I think I did. I don't know. But I am Brian, and I was born in the vaginal region of a rhinoceros. And
nice.
I used to be a NASCAR driver until my PlayStation died me.
Right.
And fired up, so at that point, I am no longer a NASCAR driver. So here I am, and I'm just a plain old idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some girl,
thanks
told,
for the agreement.
Some girl told me she was an Instagram model, and I said, I'm a soldier in Call of Duty.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
The sad part is, like, a lot of people, I don't know, man. I used to play online, and I hate listening to those dudes. Like, they get on there, and they talk so much shit, and they're really good at what they do. They are.
Yeah.
But if you put a real weapon in their hand, they're going to piss themselves. I hate it. They're going to piss themselves. It's horrible. And I don't know, man. I've talked trash to so many kids over the years online.
Oh, it's
but,
great.
I mean, you can't help it.
You
got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. So, anyways, Matt was talking about somebody, and I'm going to let you refresh my memory. You told me before. I still never looked him up. So, please, who the fuck is the Florida man?
Okay. Florida man started with just headlines. Yeah. Anyway, Florida man does crazy stuff. Florida is a crazy place. I think it has to do something with the law down there about the police reporting what's going on. So the media just takes hold of it. And it blew up with memes. Florida man does some crazy stuff.
All right. So give me an example here.
Well, there was the one Florida man.
Now the same guy.
No, it's a different guy every time.
Okay,
this guy, he gets pulled over. The officer asks for his ID. He doesn't have one, so he hands over his mixtape instead. So he's like, yeah, I just got pulled over, I'm going to jail.
I mean, that's a way to promote your music, I guess.
Boom, drop album.
Now, I wonder if the cop's playing it on the way, like, after he drives him off or something, he's like, all right, let's check it out.
Yeah.
Because you never know, okay, the majority of, you know, you're going to come across a lot of trash music. But the majority of the music, I mean, you could find a diamond there. I mean, you could find a gold mine in
right.
that music. And be like, damn, this dude's sitting on something great, but he's in jail. I mean, okay, so.
No, there's one more and I'm going to bring it up. There was one guy that, he was a homeless guy and he was outside bothering people at an Olive Garden. Some people gave him some food, right? So the headline was, and he starts yelling and screaming, so he gets arrested. And it's like, Florida man gets arrested for belligerently eating pasta. He was like, eating with his hand.
I don't understand that. Now, that's one thing I hate about this place. It's like, you got a homeless guy, and I've seen it before. There's a homeless guy at a McDonald's, I think it was. And he is hungry, and some lady decides, you know what, I'm going to buy him something to eat. And they try to tell her he can't do that. They try to take the food. They try to make him leave, her leave, because she was trying to feed somebody.
Right.
I mean, it ain't a stray fucking dog. I mean, if you feed him, he's not going to – I mean, okay, he might, because if he knows he's going to get, you know, a chance at a free meal.
Yeah.
But if he's homeless and he's hungry, fucking feed the guy.
Right.
But they're sitting there, like, trying to kick him out, like, no, you can't do this. It's against the law to feed the homeless and shit. I'm like, if one of my friends came knocking on my door and was hungry, or if I seen him out in the middle of nowhere, and I've actually had this experience, I've actually had this happen to me. I was down in Tennessee, and I'd already been out of the Army, and I was went through a breakup. At the time, I was currently living with my ex. And so when I got kicked out of the house because me and her got into it. She beat the shit out of me because I wouldn't fight back. Which, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to hit her. So, yes, I did get the shit beat out of me. And the cops came, took her to jail. The neighbors called. So they come, and at this point, I have nowhere to live. So I was at a bus station, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody drove by and seen me that knew me. So, he come by, picked me up, and, you know, he took me to his house and let me crash at his place for a while. And I was doing, like, he was renovating his house. So I did some work for him, and I helped him get, you know, helped him get the house done. And in turn, that was, like, my payment to rent and stuff until I moved back up here to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's what people need to be like, man. You know, you see people that do go out there, and they, the problem is they record it helping the homeless.
Yeah.
Why? Because you look for your you need that extra like button. You know, you need somebody to actually hit that extra like button one more time, because when you get to so many people, you can get that money.
See, I'm a Reddit guy. I'm famous on Reddit. That's what they call karma whoring. You're a karma whore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and it's ridiculous too. I mean, if I go and I help somebody,
it's not charity if you talk about it.
Right. And I'm gonna do it out of the kindness of my own heart.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit there and post it and be like, hold on, can I get a video of you taking this 20 out of my hand because I really want my friends to see this?
Yeah.
No. If my friends gave a shit, they're gonna. I'll tell them, and they're gonna be like, "Man, that was cool." You know, they're not gonna be like, "Oh, I wish I would have seen it," or "I don't believe you. You should record it next time," because that's gonna get me to want to go out, and because then people are gonna want to see it, and I don't do that. I mean, what would you do? Would you record it?
Absolutely not.
I mean, it just.
We have a local guy that lives out by Petro in the woods with the tent. He hangs out at the McDonald's on that side of town, and I bought him a couple of sandwiches. Am I going to post it on social media? No.
Well, the problem is society is so fucked up anymore. They don't know. I mean, it's all about fame and popularity. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's literally all it is fame. How many likes can I get on this video? How many shares can I get? And yes, we do it. Check out our Facebook page. I'm going to do it right now. Check out our Facebook page. You can't miss it. Look up The Opinion Battlefield. It's there. Give us a like. Give us a share. Let people know. And you probably won't do it right now because we kind of suck, but you'll hear it later and you'll like it. But do that. Check out the other shows. We are on the Wicked Curiosity Radio Network, so check them out as well. They got a Facebook page. There's a lot of other good shows on there. Check them out. Now, with that being said, we will be talking here in a little while. We will be talking about President Trump and our POTUS. I want to make that very loud and clear. Our president of the United States of America, Donald motherfucking Trump, is going to be the topic of our conversation tonight after we get through with a few other things. But we are going to take a very quick break. I know it was very short into the show, but, you know, I mean, hey, when you got to go, you got to go. So we will be back.
All right. I could probably try to rub one out, so.
Well, I mean, just don't get it on my computer, man.
Right.
Don't do that. Make the keys all stay nasty. We'll be back right after this.
I must have had one too many. I really must have turned them up. Must have been going hard on something in a paper cup. That's the only way I can explain where I'm at right now. I must have really been throwing them down, 'cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could have I knew and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up crumbled, 'cause I never would have done it so. I could blame it on the jack, pin it on the Cuervo. Surely I was sipping on some hell I don't know. Wish I could find some bad excuse to explain what I did to you. Cause I never would have done it sober. I never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Good or I flew and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up hungover. But I never would have turned it sober. Never would have done it sober. I know it will all come rolling back to you. But right now, I can't recall a damn thing. Cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it sober. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could I do it to our world apart? Tomorrow I know I'll wake up hungry. Cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have done it so. I must have had one too many. I really must have turned it up.
Yo, you're listening to Opinion Battlefield. I am Matt.
What up? I'm Brian.
Yo.
I got excited. Sorry. Had to poop. I had to poop, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
I was unable to rub one out. That's yeah.
He tried. Caught him a speed demon. Yeah. I mean, I walked back in the room. I walked back into the studio, you know, and there's smoke rolling from his hand.
Yep.
From where he is, I mean.
Furiously masturbating.
I mean, seriously going to pound town with the palm, dude. That was horrible. It was a bad sight to see. Like, he had his leg propped up over the mic. I mean, it was bad. I mean, he was, like, doing, like, a reach-around thing with his left arm. I've never seen somebody bend like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of disgusting.
I'm pretty bendy. I'm actually banned from a yoga studio.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I do believe that. But I'd like to hear this story.
That I got banned from a yoga
studio?
Yeah,
I want to hear this story.
Well, let's just say it involved yoga pants. I actually wore some. And you could see my bulge, and I was getting an erection while I was behind some ladies, and I kept on doing really inappropriate things. I can't control myself. Speaking of semen, Florida man, this was back in 2015. He said he claims he's the first man ever to vape semen. There's a video of him vaping his own semen.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Well, he's got a Florida State hoodie on, so that might, you know,
I mean,
that might explain it.
Okay. I don't understand people. I really don't. Like, it's like the next cool thing to do now or what? I mean,
yeah.
Well, you know, at one point, people do some stupid shit. Okay, so we did this, you know, the vaping and all that stuff, but then it got to the point where people were smoking insects.
Yep.
Bed bugs was one of them. They were smoking.
Oh.
Smoking bed bugs out of their fucking, like, they had a pipe and they were placing bed bugs in there and lighting them up and smoking them. Like, that's got to be some kind of toxic, poisonous cancer that you're going to catch, right?
Oh, yeah.
You would think. I mean, I'm sure that an insect carries some kind of toxin in them when their body's.
They're parasites. They'll have other people's blood on
them. That's
what I'm
saying. I mean, I don't get people. And now we're smoking semen.
Yep.
All right. So. I was going to say something funny. I'm going to bring up something. But I don't remember what the hell I was going to do. I had it, and I don't know where I misplaced my paper. So I'm going to go ahead and let you – I want you're going to go ahead and start it.
Okay.
And because this was your idea for this topic. I mean, it's kind of ours, but then you kicked it off really hardcore. So let's go ahead and start off the opinion battlefield with what we do best. Disagree, agree, but we still disagree. Because half the time we don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're going to talk about the Trump impeachment shit.
Oh, the Donald.
Now, before we get into this, I do want to say that when you talk about Trump, there's going to be somewhere in there that I can bring up something about horrible people that we've had in our recent past and that are actually currently somehow or another still trying to dictate how our country's ran. So, without further ado, go ahead.
All right. Let me first of all say, I'm going to say something nice about the Donald.
The Don Juan.
Yeah.
Now, is this going to be legitimate nice, or is this going to be like, oh, well, you know, your toupee looks great?
No, it's not a toupee.
I know it's not a toupee.
Guy can afford
one. Everybody says it's not a toupee.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to do a little compliment sandwich.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I am an internet troll, and I enjoy myself. I have some character defects on that one. When it comes to presidents, it comes to anyone in politics, he is gangsta. Straight up gangsta. I love the way he trolls. Recently, he called the president of Italy, President Mozzarella. Mozzarella. Yeah, he has nicknames for everyone. All right. Here's the meat in the sandwich. I'm going to say something
President
kind of meat. He looks like a shriveled up tangerine with golden retriever hair on top of it.
It does look like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you that. He does have his own look.
Yeah.
You know, he's definitely got something different than anybody else. I mean, he's got the orange tan going on. He does have the orange skin. He's got the golden retriever hair that never seems to move.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's be honest. He's a fucking awesome. He's a badass dude.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is the shit. This dude is awesome, okay? I love him. He's done great things, which we'll get into. I'm going to let you get back to your sandwich. Or was it just the meat and the bread?
We need another piece of bread for that sandwich.
We do. But I'm just trying to say, like, I'm not a big meat and bread fan. I mean, you got to throw some kind of cheese, some kind of lettuce.
Oh, I did when he said President Mozzarella.
Okay, well, okay. I'll give you that.
Slap some cheese on that bitch. All right. Another cool thing about him, and I'm going to be kind of underhanded about this compliment, he got some big titties. There's this picture of him golfing, and he's wearing this white polo shirt, and he's got some tits, man.
Is that why Melania doesn't hold his hand in public?
Yeah.
Do you think
they sleep in the same bed?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, it makes you I gotta say, though, okay. What is going on with him and the first lady? Because here he is. He done took your ass to the White House. That's like the ultimate date of all time. Was like, here, bitch, you gotta be for at least 4 years. I mean, at least show some affection on the TV. When you're in the front of people and you're the president, so you are on. You are definitely on the. I don't know. I don't get it.
Okay, impeachment. All right. We were talking about, it began with Mueller's investigation. Robert S. Mueller III. When he started this investigation, he's talking about, he said that there is already more than enough evidence for at least 7 articles of impeachment. 4 more than President Nixon would have faced if he had not resigned in 1974. Okay, here's the first one. Trump, in violation of his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, to take care of the laws to be faithfully executed, has obstructed the administration of justice.
Now, I want to stop you there. What has he done against our Constitution to not protect us?
Well, I guess that makes sense because a lot of this stuff that they're bringing up in the investigation is for his own interest, business interest, or interest in helping his campaign further.
Well, okay, name one president who didn't try to help help move their campaign forward.
No, but
but at the same time, yes, he's also still a businessman. He has other businesses to run.
Yeah.
But I see where you're going, and we'll get in a little bit more to it. So go ahead.
Yeah. So he tried to fire Mueller, first of all. But the thing is he has blatantly asked foreign governments for helping investigating Biden. Now, see, I don't really care for Biden either. But he says Biden's son, Hunter, has business interests in the Ukraine. Natural gas. He's in natural gas in the Ukraine. But Trump's kids have foreign interests, too, when it comes to business.
Yes, they do. Now, in a way, I can kind of – okay. So if I'm sitting here investigating Mueller, right, and I need – or Biden, I'm sorry, not Biden. Not Mueller, but Biden.
Yeah.
And we know that – we know what side Biden's on. We know what kind of influence that party has, right?
Yeah.
We know the influence that party has. People get – well, we'll get into that one. So why not try and get an outside source to investigate that way? I mean, if you think about it, in a sense, they should be an unbiased investigation, right? If you go from an outside source, it's no different than – like when I'm in the military. I'm in the military, and we have a situation, we have an incident happen. They don't figure it out in there. They can't figure it out in the company if it's a higher up or whatever. So what happens? IG comes in. They bring in someone from the outside to investigate both sides of it. So reaching out to someone outside of this country to help investigate due to the fact that there is a biased opinion because of the fact that the Democratic Party leads the majority of this country, and you think about it, the majority of all politics, and well, hell, we already know it's in the FBI.
Yeah.
When, what was his name, Comey or whatever the fuck his name was.
Comey.
When he come up and he said, we did find classified intel that had been emailed from Hillary Clinton's server, from her private server, but no charges will be faced pressed at this time.
Yeah.
So we know there's a bias on for the left. So what chance does he have if he's using the left to investigate the left? So in doing so, he's able to go ahead and reach out to another country who is an ally and able to say, okay, we need your help. Find what you can because these guys aren't going to help me. There's something wrong going on. That's my point.
Yeah. Well, there was also the hush money to Stormy Daniels. What president hasn't raw dogged a porn star? I mean, Kennedy was famous for that. I mean, he hit
under the White House for Marilyn Monroe.
In Marilyn Monroe.
Now, here's the thing, though. Who says it was hush money? It could have been a settlement money. Maybe she said, well, you give me this much and I'll keep my mouth shut. So they do, and then they speak up again. Why? More money, more fame. She gets her little 15 minutes of fame. Now she's more popular than she ever was before.
Yeah, I mean, what was funny is, like, she wrote a book about this incident. She said that he asked her to spank him with a magazine with his face on the cover.
Okay. All right. So we just had someone pop up here. We've got a caller on the board. And so we're going to bring them in and see what happens.
Hello, hello.
Hello, you are live on the Opinion Battlefield with Matt and Brian. Who are we talking to?
Hey, what's going on? This is Jersey from Liberty Prevails Media. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Doing all right?
I'm good, I'm good. Listen, I was listening to... I'm not sure. You're Brian and what's your co-host name? I'm sorry. What's your name, bro?
Matthew.
Matt. Sorry about that. I missed the very beginning of the show. I've been enjoying it so far, but it's really painful listening to you stumble through these articles of these things you guys want to call these articles of impeachment. You're stumbling, man. all those things. You're really going to believe this Mueller guy? This Mueller guy that the Dennis of Hunger had on for over 2 years and came up with a nothing burger? That's the proof you had that he's going to be impeached? Come on, that's weak, man. Come up with something. Come up with something real.
Go on, Matt. Give it to him. Show us up. Give me what you got. Give me what you got. Because I'm with him. I disagree with all of
you.
You talk about foreign interests, and Brian, I will disagree with you on that because I forget, it might have been Eisenhower who had to give up their peanut farm. So I understand that. But Donald Trump has already given up his company to his two children and a third-party individual. So whether or not they want to do business is up to the people who want to do business and own the company. It's a little bit different when you compare a peanut farm to a $1 billion company. Of course,
yeah,
there's foreign interest, but it's not Donald Trump that has the foreign interest. It's his children or the people who own the company. And it's not wrong to ask to investigate. I don't think it's wrong to ask to investigate possible corruption in a foreign country. Do you think that's wrong to try and uncover corruption?
Well, no. And that's the thing. I don't. Like I said, I feel like it's a situation where, and like I said, I don't know how much you were listening to it, but I feel like everybody that does an investigation for this country it's already going to be a biased thing against Donald Trump. It's already going to be biased against Donald Trump. So
I wouldn't even consider myself a Trump supporter, but I see lunacy and you know, the idiots try and conciliate or ambass this guy and his family. It pisses me off because they're never going to get a fair shake. It's never going to be fair. And the only way that fair, and if there was an actual impeachment inquiry for him to be impeached and they found that they were impeachable offenses, I would support it 100% because above overall, I support the country and the Constitution. I don't support the president. I support the Constitution. And, you know, the Constitution is a bit of law. The Constitution is set by precedent as well. And precedent shows that you go and do a vote for an impeachment inquiry. How come Pelosi hasn't done that yet? The only reason why she hasn't done it yet is because, A, they don't have the facts or the actual evidence of impeachment, and second, she doesn't have the support in her own party to go for impeachment because they know how damaging it could be, because once you open those floodgates, you open up to every Democratic president in the future being impeached or an impeachment inquiry given for bullshit reasons. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. And I hate that bitch. I wish you wouldn't have brought her. I hate her name.
Pelosi?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that bitch. She's like by far one of the worst people to ever speak. I hate her.
Yeah.
So, dude.
Well, she just constantly lies.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the lies, and the media lies. And in my opinion, the media is the fourth branch of the government. So they're always trying to push an agenda that is anti the president. And I mean, I said this earlier on my show. I said, you know, the fact that it's confusing to me watching all these people talk about impeachment and things like that because truth of the matter is, it's not about impeachment. It's about going against the president, period. And if the president came out and said, man, I really love air, all these motherfuckers would pass out because they're holding their breath.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But I do have to disagree with you. You just said, what was it you just said? Damn it. I lost my train of thought. Never mind. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
All right, let me take this. Okay. Why has Trump obstructed at least 20 inquiries relating to his taxes, business records? Why won't he release his tax records?
There was no crimes ever found in the Mueller report, right? So do you want to trust Mueller or do you want to not trust
Mueller? That we know of.
You want to trust
Mueller?
We
never got
the
full report.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean,
there was 400 plus pages. What do you mean we didn't get the full report?
There was a full report put out, but the thing is, they never found nothing because there's nothing there. But why does the president? Okay, why does the president? And it's no different than anybody else. Okay, this guy has. Okay, everybody knows about his past. He's filed bankruptcy. Got it. Whatever. Name a big person in the business that hasn't filed bankruptcy at least once.
Bro,
so that's always a big thing.
How can you bankrupt a casino? I mean,
it happens. It happens. Okay, I'm sure there's other casinos that have been bankrupt before. But the thing is, they put him in there, and then they're like, okay, well, you got to show us your birth certificate, you show us your tax, you know, tax forms, this and that, and all that shit. Why? He's already been. You know, you got to go through an extensive process to be a valid candidate to be president. Now, if
not
that's
really.
The case, and he
mean,
goes
not,
through that,
I'll
I mean, it's already
you.
Been.
The reason
it's
why
gotta be checked at some point.
Because chances are he's not a billionaire. And the reason why he's hiding is because he's not a billionaire. That's the reason why, or it would have came out.
Oh, I totally agree.
Why would you
totally
be afraid
of that? Yeah.
And since the very beginning, he's used different excuses. He's being audited, this, that, and the other. There's a whole bunch of different things that he said or was trying to upchuck the fact that he wasn't going to give them. Is it law to give your tax returns? No. So he knows it's not law. And chances are if he shows his tax returns, you'll find out that he's not worth as much as he says he is. That's the reason why. I mean, I'll agree with that. But that has nothing
see,
to do with his presidency. Has zero
but
to do
at the same time, but at the same time, does it really matter what he's worth?
No,
I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, why is everybody so hell-bent on breaking down the truth of Donald Trump? You know, finding out how much
because they
want to
make him look like a fool.
Well, right, and that's the thing.
That's fine.
And they can go ahead.
The more you do that, the more you're going to excite a base that's going to come out and say, listen, there's a lot of closet voters for Trump. There's a lot of people that won't admit in real life the fact that they support him. I'm not one of those people, I'll be honest with you. I voted Libertarian every time that I could have voted, and I still support the Libertarian Party because I believe in liberty and the ideals of liberty and following liberty. So I will not vote for the guy because I think he's terrible for a Second Amendment. He's probably been more restrictive, he has been more restrictive on a Second Amendment than Obama was. So if you like guns, you might as well pick Obama because he had better gun policies. And there's other things, you know, that have happened that make me – there's nothing more important than the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. And right now we're living in an area where you can get censored off of Facebook for having a conservative opinion, you and the president hasn't done anything about it. So what is he going to do for a First Amendment? I don't know. What is he doing for a Second Amendment? Less than he's actually done more to restrict the Second Amendment than Obama has. So there's pretty main things for me, the reasons why I won't vote for him. I also don't like his decorum,
yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't like the way he handles himself. I actually like the way Obama handles himself better.
Absolutely. He's very crass.
Obama's a
Which
fucking
is fine.
Idiot.
Well,
I agree with you, dude. I'm not denying that fact. And I won't
I,
ever dispute
I completely,
that. I'm just saying that
I will,
to
I
me
will never
personally,
say,
I don't like that.
I will never say.
No, he's the president
for,
of the fucking
multiple,
United States. He has no class. No class.
For the
For
the things that have happened during the Obama administration, I absolutely will never say that he was even halfway decent president. He fucked up so many things. He did so many things that were just completely just wrong.
What is the average Trump supporter, and this is what I hear, why they vote for him? Okay, we got Second Amendment. He just said that's bullshit. I agree. Jobs, okay? First of all, the higher paying jobs, people are losing. Some people are having to work 2-3 jobs to support themselves. Yeah, more
That's
jobs.
Because they're not motivated in themselves, though. You won't have me be supporting that only because if the job is there and you work hard enough, you can do it. And I'm somebody who has to work more than one job. You know what I mean? So I understand that, but that's because of the decisions that I made in my life, not because Big Daddy government is trying to help me out.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna bring up one more thing. The thing I hear most, the most, and it's usually from people that Trump said he loves the uneducated. And I agree with that because that I hear a lot of things. Racism, build the wall, you know, put the kids in cages. I hear stuff on my Facebook feed all the time. They're like, they said, oh, I don't care if these kids are locked up for 400 days. And then like people comment, we'll never let them out, you know. Just racism, 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 every time. That's what I hear the most from a lot of his base. And he feeds off that. I'm not saying Trump is a racist. I'm saying that he uses that. He uses that. Huh?
But if it's racist
to follow the law, then I guess I'm a racist. Like, these people, and when it comes to those illegals and those kids in cages, the reason why they're in there is because they're breaking the law to begin with.
Absolutely, but crossing the border illegally is a misdemeanor. Now, are we going to lock up people for jaywalking or drunk driving? Are we going to lock them up in cages like that?
Actually, they do. It's called jail. It's called jail.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's called jail, bro.
For 400 days?
It honestly depends on what you did while you were drunk driving. If you go out and hit a car and hit somebody, you're going to be in you're going to be in there for quite a while. Now, maybe you get lucky and you bond out. But at the same time, those cages.
It could be dealt with better, but there's no cooperation from across the aisle to help facilitate that. because they want to say that everything he does is wrong. And that's part of the reason why there is so many things in trouble. I mean, we're talking about immigration policy that's been passed on since the Clinton era. And that president upon president. We're
Obama
talking Bush.
Put more
we're talking
kids
Bush
in cages.
Twice. We're talking about,
yes, Obama's put more kids in cages than anybody. Now, Donald Trump.
Who cares, though?
He went,
it's the policy that
bothers
me.
Exactly. And Trump went and tried to change that policy. He's tried to change, if I remember right, he's tried to change policy. And because he wanted to do it, they voted against him. And then turn around and be like, well, he voted against, you know, it didn't pass, blah, 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 because he didn't do it. There's many times
I agree with that.
There's many times where Trump's tried to do something that the left has agreed that it does need to be done, but because he wants it done, they'll vote against it and shoot it down just so it makes him look like a bad guy.
Yeah.
They're going to do anything they can, and
I'm telling you, man, this election 2020 is going to be absolutely fucking brutal. Probably the most brutal one in my lifetime. We got Bernie, all right, which is he's declared himself as a socialist, and I'll tell you, the polls that I've seen for people under 30, the majority favor socialism.
And they don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's
most
part.
Most people can't
part
define
reason,
what socialism is.
In 2016, I'll be honest with you, in 2016, I was a big supporter of Bernie Sanders, and I donated a lot to his campaign. And then after realizing and studying on what I now understand what socialism is, I don't know why I ever did that, and I'm actually in the complete direction. I supported him because I was disenfranchised from the Libertarian Party. Libertarians, basically, their thing is that, you know, I want the government out of my pocket and out of my bedroom. And that would be the tenets of, like, libertarianism in a nutshell. And I was just disenfranchised by the candidacy pick, so I was somewhat the other way. So that's how it happened with me.
Here's what I hear about libertarians. They are socially liberal, but fiscally conservative. So they're like, okay, absolutely. So they're like, fuck poor people, basically. I mean,
honestly, dude.
No, they're not. They're against government programs such as welfare because, and the base of welfare is morally reprehensible. Do you feel as though you can steal someone's property? Probably not. Do you think it's okay if I were to walk up to you and take the shirt off your back and never give it back to you again? No, that sounds ridiculous. And in essence, taxes and misappropriated taxes that the government takes from you are the same thing. Because if you don't pay the taxes, you're going to end up either in a cage or at the end of the barrel of a gun. And if that's the case, they're not voluntary. That's stealing. You're stealing my hard-earned money. And I don't think that my hard-earned money should go to programs that benefit other people because it's for the good of this society or it's for the good of the herd. I don't believe in the good of the herd. I believe it's an individual liberty. My right to pursue happiness. You have the right. Everybody has the right to pursue happiness. Whether or not you're happy is another thing. That's not what the Constitution outlines. The Constitution outlines your ability to pursue it, and I can pursue it fine. But with the government stealing my money and giving it to other people, how is that not infringing on my personal and individual liberties?
Do you agree with Bernie that says when he says billionaires should not exist?
Fuck no, because billionaires employ us.
Hell no. Well, not only that, but once again, going back to what you said, if billionaires shouldn't exist, what's the point in working hard and earning your money? Like you said, your hard-earned money, it's your money. So if you have you work that up, you create a business that comes global.
Yeah.
And you become a
people
multi-billionaire.
That top 1%.
You have every right to own that fucking money.
How likely is that to happen, though? You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning.
Than what?
Becoming a
billionaire?
Yes.
Well, who cares? I mean, it's all about if you want
possible.
To become a billionaire, then you need to, then you can do those things to include and motivate yourself to become a billionaire. I don't want to become a billionaire. I'd like to live comfortably, and I'm doing what I can to make my family and myself live comfortably. I don't think it's anything wrong. And guess what? It just so happens that the people that I work for could be billionaires. They employ me. Yeah, they put out all the risk. They put out all the insurance costs. They're the ones who are paying our health care. They're the ones who are doing it. They're the ones that have all the risk. We as workers put a lot more value on our work than what it actually is worth. We think we're worth so much, and it's not the truth. The truth is you're only worth what a consumer can pay for that good to be worth. If you're somebody's not paying for that, if a consumer's not paying for your goods, you're not worth shit. So it comes down to those billionaires employ us. Those billionaires pay more. The top 1% pay more in income taxes than the rest 86% of the population does. our income tax system, the IRS, which is theft to begin with, are the ones who pay that. They pay all that. We don't pay shit when it comes to taxes. When you look at the breakdown of it.
Yep.
So they harbor all the burden. They're the ones who support us. It's a symbiotic relationship. They need us because they need work, and we need them because we need our jobs.
Well, I mean, Jeff Bezos, we're here, and I've worked in an Amazon warehouse. The workers do. I mean, they got it fucking rough. They had to fight like hell to get $15 minimum wage.
Keyword: you worked in an Amazon warehouse. You moved on to another job because you didn't like it. Isn't that great that you live in a country where you can choose where you work? That's a beautiful thing.
No, I agree. But, okay, get this. And if you do the math, if you made $5,000 a day from the time Christopher Columbus came to America, see now, you would not have anywhere near what Jeff Bezos has. Nobody works for $1 billion.
Okay.
I know. I think it's exploitive. They exploit the worker.
They don't exploit the workers.
I honestly think the workers should own the means of production. Absolutely, I'm a socialist.
The point of socialism is communism. And listen, and it's my personal opinion that you're better off dead than red. Fuck communism. You will never get my money. It's mine. It's my property. I sell my time. I use my time and my life.
We're not talking about private property. That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, of course. Well, communism takes private property. So if you support socialism, then you don't support private property. You don't support liberty. You're not a friend of liberty. It doesn't matter. Communism is a dumb idea. What happens in every communist and socialist state? And don't bring up the Nordic countries because they're really less regulated capitalist systems than the U.S. is. It's just a bloated welfare system.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
I'm telling you, listen. I got to run. I got to run, and I appreciate your time, but it's a lot deeper. It's way deeper than we ever think and we ever imagine. And the more you look into things, the deeper it gets. But to me, it comes down to one thing. It's liberty. If you are infringing on another individual's liberty, then you are doing the wrong thing morally, and you're doing the wrong thing for humans in a whole.
Absolutely. Let me ask you. Okay, two quick questions. One, do you feel or do you believe that they will make this happen and Trump will be impeached?
No.
Okay. Now,
they don't have,
one
if,
other
if,
question.
If they had evidence, they would have done it already.
Well, you're absolutely right. They've been pushing for it 3 years now. So,
right, exactly.
One more question. And I do this, I got to ask this, just because I ask everybody else this question, because I absolutely love it, I know my thoughts. Your honest-to-God, true, heartfelt thoughts of AOC, and then we'll let you go.
Smoke show. Retarded, but a smoke show. All right, guys. I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me on. Again, Liberty Prevails. Check out libertyprevailsmedia.com. Sign up. I'll see you guys.
Absolutely, buddy. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yep.
Have a good one.
All right. Wow. Dude knows his shit.
Yeah.
Liberty blah, blah, blah. I'll get it out there eventually.
Liberty Prevails.
LibertyPrevails.com. I'll check it out because this dude knows his shit. He did mention, he said on the show, he said, I mentioned this on my show, so I'm not sure who it was, but I'm going to check him out. Because it very might be, he said my show, something he's got a show, I don't know, but.
No, he was totally right. I was stumbling around the articles because I sent you the talking points and a word pad, and then, like, we transferred it over to Notepad, and it's all jumbled together, and I can't see shit, so.
Yeah. It is kind of broke up, but that was definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Love the dude calling in. That was awesome. Very, very good points. I love it. But I disagree. I disagree with the one part. He said something. For the love of me, I can't remember what it said because he said it, and then he was going, and then he jumped in, and at some point I forgot what he had said, but it was something about, if I remember, it was something about the media and something about somebody being non-biased or whatever. And I completely disagree, because when it comes to the president of the United States, the majority is, I mean, there's always a bias against anybody and everybody. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm always going to, I try to be unbiased about a lot of stuff, but everybody's going to have their side. And
so he's constantly popping off fake news, fake news, fake news. It's the same thing that Hitler did. He called it Lügenpresse, which means lying press.
Yeah, but at the same time,
I'm just saying that's a creepy coincidence.
It's a coincidence, but too many people try to compare him to Hitler.
Yeah.
Too many people try to compare Donald Trump to Hitler. Now, I'll compare him to Hitler for one good thing, okay? And I, if anybody disagrees, and I haven't done this yet, I'm ashamed of myself because I've not done this yet. If you are listening and you want to call in and voice your opinion, and you know, feel free to do so because it really doesn't matter. We'll shoot you down, except unless you're the guy that we just talked to. But number you can call in and reach us at is 718-664-9735. Make sure you guys call us in and tell us what you think. Give us your opinions, thoughts, troll us. I don't give a shit. But when – what was I saying? Oh, yeah, comparisons. People compare Donald Trump and Hitler all the time,
yep.
Right? Okay, so – in comparing Donald Trump and Hitler, I can compare them in one thing. Hitler was a great leader. He was. How many people in this world can get how that many people to follow him just based on what he says?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well, he was a great speaker. He practiced in the mirror all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
I've seen his speeches.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he was a great leader because of the fact that by words, he would get people just blindly follow him.
Yeah.
Murder thousands and thousands of people.
11 million.
Millions. I'm sorry. I meant millions. But murder people and believe on a set principle based on just because he said so.
Yeah.
Because he made it so damn believable.
Well, I've never seen Trump fans. I've never seen a president have such a following where his supporters are so fanatical. And if you can describe it as a personality cult. I mean, Kim Jong Un is the same way, and North Korea has been like that.
Well, no, I don't know if I'd say the same way with Kim Jong Un. I think people
out of fear,
that's
they are
fear.
That fanatical.
I mean, these people blindly follow him. Now, in a sense, and I'll go with like I said. I mean, Hitler was a great leader because of what he was able to do with his words. Donald Trump is a great leader. Now, a lot of people disagree, and in ways I disagree too, but he has done great things for the country, and I think, honestly, I believe that he continues to do great things for the country. Now, for instance, and I brought this up earlier, Obama, President Obama, who was not American, who was not Kenyan, I'm sorry, I don't believe it was Kenya, because, I mean, look at his fucking name. His name derives from Arabic. He is okay. Now they can say, okay, well, they use that language down there in Kenya as well. I'm not 100% sure about that. But Barack Obama is Islam.
No.
We all know this.
He is not.
And when you do things against our country, against our people, and then we get someone like Donald Trump that comes in and says, I am for the people. And everybody wants to shoot that down because he is not for them. He's not in the democratic mindset. So he's not on the left. He's not left. So because he's not left, he's bad. And we got to get him out. Now, I'm going to let you rest on that because we do got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get a little bit more into it. And then we will, we'll definitely go from there. So, we'll be back right after this.
Hearts that on it.
Welcome back. You're at Opinion Battlefield with Matt.
And Brian, the Opinion Battlefield.
Yep.
That was interesting. I'm still wrapped up. I'm still kind of wrapped up with our caller because the dude knows his shit.
He knows his shit.
I mean, I did sound like an idiot there for a minute because he's talking. I'm like,
Well, I did too because the word pad fucking jumbled up my articles. I'm trying to read him. There's no in between line, no space.
It did, and I don't know. I don't know. It was messed up. We're gonna do this quick because we're multitasking people, multitasking. So we're gonna do that, and we'll do this. And there you go.
Okay.
There's your numbers.
Yes. We did not have this before.
And you can maximize that. There you go. See, ladies and gentlemen, I work in IT, so we can do some computer shit and make shit work. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Now, back into the action. You are listening to the Opinion Battlefield. Make sure you guys check us out on our Facebook page. We are there, the Opinion Battlefield. Make sure you guys check out Wicked Curiosity Radio Network. It's the same thing. They got it on Facebook. I think they've got a Twitter. I know they're on Instagram. And they've got a bunch of other shows on there, too, as well. Behind the Screen, The Cinephiles, Gamers Paradise, and a couple others. Gamers Paradise, really interesting, which I will be calling into because I just picked up for $20. I got Final Fantasy VII for the original PlayStation.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which, as you can see right there.
Damn, dude.
I've got.
What happened to your PS?
I took my PlayStation apart because my son decided a while back that he wanted to rip a game out, and the spindle came out with it. So luckily, I had another PlayStation that doesn't work at all, and I don't know why I held on to it, but I did, and so I'm going to use it for parts and swap it. So you see it's taken apart. But anyways, we're back.
That's right.
We are. Now, did you get your points now? Are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Good. Okay, the article here is Donald J. Trump is in violation of his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and to take care of that law to be faithfully executed. Failed to produce papers and testimony as duly directed by Congress. Trump obstructed at least 20 inquiries relating to his taxes, business records, the Mueller investigation, and other matters. He was in violation of federal campaign finance laws. Conspired with his attorney, Michael Cohen, in order to conceal alleged relationships with adult actress Stormy Daniels, and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. This is before the election. So, this is in violation of his oath to uphold Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. Attempted to misuse his emergency powers to defend funds on the border law, Congress did not appropriate.
All right.
I could go on and on, but well, this is a lot to read.
I still stand by the fact. Okay, so our caller, you heard him. If you didn't hear our caller, if you're just now tuning in, this is the Opinion Battlefield, and you need to definitely go back and check out the show, listen to our caller. He blindsided both of us. I was unprepared in this anyways. My week's been busy.
Yeah, mine as well.
I'm an idiot, but when he calls, and I mean, he destroyed you.
Mm-hmm.
He destroyed you. He said you're an idiot. I mean, he basically said you're an idiot. He's like,
look here's the thing.
He said you're a dumbass. He said Bernie Sanders is a fucking dumbass. You're a dumbass. The dumbass sitting next to you don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's like, Donald Trump's a dumbass. He's like, and this is how it should be. And I agree. I agree with they have taken away many rights and many liberties in this country. He's absolutely 100% correct on that. We need to go back to the way it was. We need to go back to the idea, the ideology that our forefathers had for this country to be great. Not great again.
If the forefathers were here today, they would be labeled as socialists. They would.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. But at the same time, times change. And with change, I mean, there is going to be, with the time, there's going to be change. So, if our forefathers were here today, yes, immediately yes. Now, had they lived through this, like say they were reincarnated as, you know, coming up too, which is really fun because we're going to talk about reincarnation too in a later episode, in later weeks, because we will talk religion and stuff as well. But if they were to grow with the country, right? If their conscience was here and they grew up with the country and they were able to see the changes and this and that, I think that they would adapt and change to what would make for a great living for this to be the best country in the world. Now, is it the best country in the world? Most definitely not. I disagree. If you look at the stats of other countries and where they stand in many different categories, there are other countries that are below us. Now, that's my opinion. That's from what I've seen. With that being said, we do have a caller on the line that just damn. Feeling popular. Feeling fucking popular, Matt. So, let's go ahead and bring this caller on. Matt, you want to go ahead and bring him on? And
no, you do not want to bring me on again. I'll tell you that right now. I just heard the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard. I just heard that our forefathers would have been socialists. What do you mean by that?
Dude, you are getting killed by this guy today.
Okay, I'll be honest. I low-key troll. I knew he would call back. I am a good troll. All right.
But the problem is that Brian didn't say, no, you're wrong. I was like, what? Now, if your idea was to troll, you got me good. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm here at work right now, so
that's a fact. I could see how they would be considered a socialist based on their original idea, but like I said,
explain what you mean by that.
The original mindset of what they had, I could see people now looking at it and be like, well, this is what you want done, and this is what you, you know, it's going to...
What they wanted done was
written
in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights.
Right.
That's what they wanted done.
And
anything further than
that
is a deviation and wrong.
Right, and a lot of people now look at that like it needs to be changed. They've changed it and said that it... Sorry, this is Matt messing around on the computer here.
Mother...
What the hell, dude? Okay, hold on a minute. There you go. There you go. All right, so... Basically, a lot of people look at the Constitution and say it needs to be rewritten. And I've actually seen that. I've heard it. They've talked about how the Constitution needs to be rewritten. It was set back in the day, and this and this and this. And if we're going to go based on the Constitution, then the only thing that should be allowed is muzzle loaders and, you know, or muskets and all this other shit. Now, it's bullshit. But in their opinion,
the Second Amendment
in the way
does
that
not
a lot
say
of them,
that it's only for that, though. I understand.
No, no, it doesn't.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
right.
off. You're right. A lot of people do say that, but I mean, you know, they want to say that the forefathers didn't foresee us having AR-15s, but I don't think they also foresaw us having Blog Talk Radio and Facebook either. But you still feel
absolutely
the need to put your opinion out there. So I mean, to me, that's a good point. I think they did see
right,
it.
So,
I think they did realize that there was going to be advancements. But you know, if there
oh,
is
yeah,
a problem
they knew
with
there
the Constitution,
would be a,
there's things
they
called
knew
amendments
there would be
that people can pass.
They knew there would be advancements. But like I said, the reason I didn't disagree with him was because a lot of people now will look at that and be like, okay, well, this is what you said. And this is what you dictated is going to go down, what needs to happen. And so that right there could classify them as either a socialist or a dictator. So.
No, I mean, it doesn't still, though. It doesn't still. Like, socialism means that the money you make, you give to the government, and the government decides how to disperse it. It really doesn't have much to do with ideals. A lot of people who follow those ideals would think that socialism fixes it, but in a whole, socialism is the government deciding what to do with your money. And I mean, I'm sure you could tell by the potholes in your neighborhood or as a veteran how shitty the VA is. You can tell that those programs that the government runs aren't run very well. So I don't trust the government to handle my money in that manner because they have proven over and over again that them with my money never goes well.
And I see what you're saying, and you're right. I think, well, like I said, I think that it's based on a majority of people in this country that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That, and like we just said, they don't even know. We just talked. They don't even know the definition of socialism. So if they look up a brief definition of it, they could actually put that in the classification of history.
They could what?
By reading the Constitution, and if they look at a very brief description of socialism, they could actually fit that into and say that that's just socialism.
the Bill of Rights also designates, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those
yes,
things
it does.
Aren't exactly socialist ideals.
But at the same time, I'm basing this on the fact that these people don't even know how to spell Constitution or know what the Bill of Rights is.
Yep.
No, I feel you. You're 100% correct, and I think education is probably our greatest weapon, you know, in anything.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's so important. And Matt, I'm not trying to rib you, bro. I did enjoy my times, and Brian as well. So, but again, before you get me fired here, stop trolling me. I gotta get out of here.
Stop trolling me. All right, but. I like it.
I knew he would call back.
I didn't even know he was doing it.
Yeah.
I really didn't know he was doing it. But like I said, I agreed. Well, I didn't agree with you, but I didn't disagree with you.
Yeah.
And he did catch me off guard because he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, shit, how do I explain this? But like you said, he heard it.
Yeah.
I'm 100%, you know, he agrees 100%. Because of the fact that, and it is based on the fact that people now don't know shit. So...
No, but then they blindly follow the government.
They do.
They support
follow.
Police to the point where it's like, you know, a lot of the left use the term bootlicker. Okay, here's the thing. The founding fathers, I can say one thing about them that is true. They were hemp-growing, whiskey-making rebels that shot at cops. And we're talking about the British. They were gangster, man.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
That's what I'm saying. But now...
If something's wrong... You have a duty to change it. That's in the Constitution.
Yeah. That's why they come up with that citizen's arrest bullshit. Like to see somebody try to citizen's arrest a cop that's in the wrong. What's going to happen to you then? You're going to end up on a video on social media where they only see part of it. Talk about that cop just shot somebody. Police brutality. And we'll get into that too. We'll get into that too because you know that shit gets me fired up.
Yeah.
But on a bright note, when it comes to police brutality... I might have, and I'm waiting to hear back, I might have a special guest for that evening.
Nice.
So, I might have a special guest for that evening, and it could pop off to be pretty, that might be a crazy episode. I'm not sure. This might be a crazy week. So, it's going to be pretty wild. But, with that being said, I do want to state for the record, because I think this is awesome. We do know that Trump has, in his time, he has secured the release of 19 people, including 16 Americans, from foreign captivity. I just want to throw that out there. I just want to throw that out there because of the simple fact that I'm still hung up on the fact we did talk about Obama, and that motherfucker traded 5 internationally known terrorists for a deserter of the United States military. Deserted his post while deployed, left. And we traded him for that? That's treason, dude.
Yeah. That was pretty fucked
up. That's punishable between 3 to 7 years. On majority, and I looked it up earlier, on average it's 5 to 7 years. They get punished, imprisonment for that. But he goes and turns around and, oh, well, we'll get him out. It's okay.
Yeah.
So we get 5 of the worst out of Gitmo and trade them for this one deserter and then turn around and let him off.
Yeah.
They let him off. The guy writes a fucking book about it and everything. Like, he gets to write a book? Who the fuck is this guy?
Well, wait a minute. I'm just going to pop off with something. Didn't Trump try to help... No, it was Kanye West asked Trump to help get ASAP Rocky out of Sweden.
It was Kanye West. It was not Trump. It was Kanye West asking.
Asking. That's what I mean.
Asking.
He asked him.
It was Kanye West asking him to do it.
That's fucking funny.
It is.
Things are so bizarre now because it's funny because... Imagine you were in a coma for 3 years. And you woke up, Donald Trump tweeting Nickelback memes to defend him from impeachment. They took it down, by the way. I kind of like Nickelback a little bit. Honestly, I hate Nickelback. They're still on the radio. I would rather listen to an auto-tune queef on a continuous loop.
I hate Nickelback, but they have had a couple good songs. A couple. Maybe one really good song. But that's about it. Outside of that, I can't stand them. But that's because there was one song. I was in the army at the time, and me and my best friend, we were driving around, and we heard the song, and it's just like, I don't know, it fit. You know what I mean? Because we had just had a nice conversation, and shit. So it fit. Outside of that, I'm not a big Nickelback fan.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand them. I'd rather wipe my ass with toughest grit sandpaper than listen to Nickelback. So, jerk off with a rusty SOS pad.
Dude. Okay, I'm going to bring something up on a lighter note. Okay, there's this hotel in London where you can do yoga with lemurs. Ringtail lemurs, to be exact. Yeah. I'm bringing this up because I hate the motherfuckers. I was down in Mexico, and they're native to the area I was in on the Yucatan Peninsula. They are savage, dude.
I mean, I've watched Madagascar. That dude was pretty cool.
Yeah, but
the one ringtail lemur on there, he's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you have food, they will gang up on you and take you down.
No shit.
I even saw, you ever seen tourists? It's like a Japanese tourist. He's got like three cameras hanging off of him.
Yeah.
You see that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, he was walking around and they just savagely just take this dude down and take off with one of his cameras. I'm just imagining, like, there's a picture right here showing that people doing yoga with these bastards. I mean, they don't look like monkeys. They're a more primitive version of a monkey. They are primates. But they're fucking savage. I hate them. Well, it brings me to another animal I hate, and I actually lose a lot of girls when I tell them this. I fucking hate dolphins. Hate them.
Because
they are rapists. They are. How many times have you heard somebody that did swimming with the dolphins and those mother? You rub their belly, they get a little excited. Those fuckers are sexual deviants. They will molest your ass. They will. And they have dicks. They're mammals. They have dicks. Trust me. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen a dolphin penis.
Did you touch it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I
mean, that's like a story you tell me. Like, I touched a dolphin penis. How'd vacation go? I touched a dolphin penis.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you're in Florida, on some of the docks, they have these signs because people will be washing off their boats, say, like, fresh water. That if you're spraying off the dock, they'll come up and get up all in it and like to be sprayed, right?
Right.
Well, a lot of people piss off the dock. They like that shit. There's a sign, and it's illegal. It's illegal to fuck with dolphins. So it says...
So the dolphins like the golden shower.
Absolutely. And the thing is, the signs say, do not piss on the dolphins, even if they seem to like it. And they do. Not that they seem... They like it.
I mean, it's kind of pointless to not piss on them, right? I mean, if you're pissing, and a dolphin comes up...
Are you going
to
avert your stream?
What am I supposed to pinch it off and move somewhere else?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, keep pissing. Who cares? It's in salt water. It's going to wash off.
Dude, I was in Tampa last February, and I was at a resort, and I'm sitting at the bar, and I'm talking to this hot Puerto Rican chick, man. So I go, and you know, there's a lot of dolphins in the Tampa Bay area, and she brought up dolphins, and I told her, I said, I fucking hate dolphins. If I saw one right now, I would punch it in the face. Totally shut down. She's like, she moved away. She would not talk to me after that.
So, basically, you can't piss on dolphins. So if you're pissing in the ocean, don't piss on the dolphin. I mean, usually don't piss off the dolphin, but don't piss on a dolphin. I mean, who makes up this shit? I don't know. I'm done. I'm done.
Dude, they are smart. They are smart, and they know what they're doing.
I know they're smart as shit. Interesting thing about the dolphin, though, I didn't know this until, last week. But it said that pufferfish release a toxin when they get when they blow up.
Absolutely.
And so they release a toxin that actually gets dolphins high.
Yeah.
It's kind of supposed to be like an LSD trip or some shit.
Yeah.
So they said that if you the dolphins actually play with the pufferfish out in the ocean.
Yeah,
they'll pass them around.
Puff, pass.
And they get high off of it. Like, they're doing it because they get high off of it. So, but LSD.
Yeah.
What do you get when you mix LSD and birth control?
What's that?
A trip without the kids.
Right on.
So.
Fuck them kids.
LSD was awesome.
Yeah.
Never. I watched videos on it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever tripped? I have.
No.
Several times.
No, I have never tripped. That's one week. We'll talk drugs one week. We'll talk drugs one week. So we're gonna. Okay. So because of the fact that we had a caller who basically came in and kicked ass. I mean, that dude knows his shit.
Yeah.
He knows his shit.
Oh, I got
really
it.
Awesome
I got
guy.
Him good, though. I knew he'd call that.
That was awesome. It was, because it got me, too, because I didn't know. He was like, he did. He gave you some props for it, too, because, I mean, you trolled the fuck out of him. I mean, you said it, and he was just like, no, I can't do it. And he said, I'm going to lose my job. So, but thanks for calling in, and we definitely hope to hear from you again, which I think we will. You know, I mean, he's our first show. I don't know who it was, but obviously, I'm sure it's somebody we know.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, yes. All right. We're going to wrap this up a little early.
Yeah.
Because I have to take my son to karate class.
Karate class.
Yes, I couldn't find a ride for him, so I have to take him to karate class. My son's in karate. Awesome story about this, because we do have a few extra minutes. So, my son goes to school, and they give these laptops now. You know, they give a laptop and stuff. So, they give it a case, and these kids fucking choked his ass out with his own strap of his laptop, right, for the
Dude.
Case. Choked his ass out. Well, my son, you know, he keeps to himself. He minds his own business, keeps to himself. Gets choked out. Next thing you know, he gets jumped again. And they put a pencil to his neck and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now, my son's taking karate.
Yeah.
And he's advanced very well in his class. And they went to go jump him again.
Uh-huh.
And he defended himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never hit any of them. Just because of his classes and what he's learned, they come at him, and he was able to block it and
mm-hmm.
push him off of him.
Yeah.
And he just kept doing this until somebody finally came in, a teacher came up and broke it up. So
nice.
They don't mess with him anymore because
no,
now
no.
my boy knows. So
I'll tell you something really embarrassing.
I'm like, I'm not gonna deny my son or be like, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to be late or something.
Dude,
so
this is embarrassing. I was hanging out with your boy, and I am 6'3", 230 pounds.
230, really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Dude, he took my ass down.
I believe it.
We tried to grapple a little bit. Bam! I'm on the ground before I know it.
I believe that.
Yeah, he did.
He knows his shit.
Yeah.
And then, well, not only that, but he studies karate in class, but then he watches these videos on jiu-jitsu and everything like that, and he studied that through video.
Yeah.
So he's, I mean, dude, by the time this kid's 30, he's going to be well-rounded in at least 3 to 4 forms of, you know, self-defense and fighting.
I've seen the dude with the bow staff, man. He's good.
He knows his shit. And he's interesting, too. We'll definitely have to plug his channel next week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll plug his channel next week, and we'll get some stuff on there so you guys can check it out. It's actually really cool. I mean, you've got to give the guy some kids some props. He's doing this all on his own. He might get somebody to help hold the camera, but the rest of it's all him. So definitely we'll check him out. Big shout-out to my boy, Caleb, and everybody else. Like I said, make sure you guys check us out on Facebook. We are The Opinion Battlefield. Make sure you check us out. We're there. Also, once again, hit up the Wicked Curiosity Radio Network. They're on there, so you can look them up, either that or WCRN. They're here. They're on Blog Talk. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. Whole bunch of shows on there popping off live all throughout the week. Check them out. Make sure you guys check us out next week. We've got an interesting show coming up. This one, actually, we will be prepared for.
Yes.
Because I am pumped, and we've talked many, many times about this. You want to tell them what it is?
Conspiracy theories.
Yes. We are going to be talking conspiracy theories, specifically more in the U.S.
Yep.
And so I know a lot of our time will be taken up on one of the biggest tragedy that's happened within our country, and that is the 9/11 tragedy that
Ooh.
Is a huge conspiracy, right along with the Illuminati and many others. So make sure you guys tune in. We will be here live every Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys check us out. And we will we'll be here. So we'll talk to you guys later.
Yup.